UNHCR Chief Filippo Grandi says more than 2 years after the warring parties signed the revitalized peace agreement, the country still remains too fragile for citizens in refugee camps to return home. Grandi says more than 2 million South Sudanese refugees are longing to return home, but favorable conditions such as security, good governance, and service delivery are not in place.
The refugees and the displaced people need to be convinced that it is safe to go back, that they don't have to face risks, violence, especially women, that they're not going to be displaced again, and that there will be resources for their future.
Grandi says once the government puts in place the necessary conditions, it will be important for refugees to return as a sign showing there is sustainable peace in the country and conditions are right for elections to be held at the end of the transitional period. He says even though some 300,000 refugees are believed to have spontaneously returned to South Sudan, UNHCR warns the situation is still risky.
We don't promote because the conditions are still very fragile. But for those who return, of course, we help them. In order for us to promote, you have to make much more progress. I don't know the time frame. The time frame will depend on the action of the government to create those conditions.
Gatwich Peter Kulang, Undersecretary in South Sudan's Humanitarian Affairs and Disaster Management Ministry, says the government is working to ensure that those who return are protected.
We have set all kind of security organs in the areas, also the regional government, like IGADs, came in. We did a workshops on durable solutions initiatives, where we are preparing the grounds for those who are willing to come back to South Sudan.
Grandi says even if efforts are underway to improve the safe return of refugees, it will be a step-by-step process.
If the conditions inside the country are not stable, the risk is that people will leave again. How many times South Sudanese have left the country? 3-4 times over the past decades. We cannot go back to that situation again. This is why all the political processes that are ongoing inside South Sudan to create stability are so important also for the return of refugees, including eventually elections, of course.
Grandi met with first Vice President Riek Machar and Vice President Rebecca Nyandeng and is also expected to meet with President Salva Kiir to push for sustainable solutions to the refugee crisis and to bring about durable peace. He will also visit refugee and internally displaced people's camps across South Sudan during his 4-day visit. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.